Hello, everybody. This is Joseph Pasek, and welcome to the Fired Up Network. Welcome to AEW Chaos, a recap of AEW Rampage. It happened on Friday, December 2nd, from Indianapolis, Indiana. The commentating team of Jim Ross, Xavier, Tony Schiavone checked in. Cole Carter was in the ring. Darby Allin made his entrance. The kickoff, Darby Allin, Cole Carter. Darby Allin defeated Cole Carter via pinfall in 7 minutes 40 seconds after the match. Renee interviewed Keith Lee and was cut off by Shane Taylor. Yes, of Ring of Honor fame. Taylor said Lee left him 6 years ago. Shane Taylor challenged Lee to a match at Final Battle, served and walked onto the firm, and Lee said to Swerve, "Can I count on you?" Back from the break, we get Dark Order video. Renee Paquette was in the ring welcoming the Acclaimed. The Acclaimed said it's great to be, but they want to take on the best. They were going to call out somebody, but the Guns come out. Then Jeff Jarrett, Sanjay Dutt comes out. Then FTR comes out. FTR shakes the Acclaimed's hand. Then we get a video package of Sheeta versus Penelope Ford. The Bunny talked a lot. We went back to the ring where Private Party made their way to it. Private Party versus Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal. Private Party lost. Jeff Jarrett, Jay Lethal won. And then Renee had an interview with Shreya. Shreya says she wants the ladies' title. Then Athea beats a jobber and then beats her down after the match as well.
Athena just scored her 12th consecutive win.
And then Athena beats down everybody, including referees. Then Juice Robinson video wants to take on Samoa Joe at Final Battle on December 10th. Henry does his usual stuff as Orange Cassidy, QT Marshall, Lumberjack. Match for the AEW All-Atlantic title is next. That's the main event. Orange Cassidy retains, and then the Lumberjacks brawl outside. Then House of Black demolishes everybody, and that's how Rampage closes out.